Oprah. Can you hear me? Oprah versus Donald 2020 and beyond is a conversation by Julie Benetti and Susan Barbaro and is a production of EI Alliance, copyright 2021.
Oh, Julie.
Yes.
We always sit there and we always sit, you know, being very conscientious. We're always, what are we going to talk about? Because we don't want to blab on the podcast because we are, again, being conscientious, thinking, if, you know, people are paying and they're listening and we want to bring all of us the most and we try to be as efficient as possible. And I think sometimes what happens is there's a detriment in that we go so deep and so, and then all of a sudden we have like a little joke or whatever because we kind of like, okay, let's, you know, break it up a little bit.
Right.
And we don't necessarily always do that when we have the mic on because we just like, we, you know, we were supposed to just keep going. And I think there's a benefit when we kind of like, let's just joke about it or whatever, you know, and bring that energy
You know, it's funny because you said we're supposed to, and we don't really have any supposed to, so we can make it up as we go along. Yet, you know, I agree with you, the conscientious part. And it's funny because I realized when you said just, you know, start recording, I realized that I say that for a reason. I say that to, it's like a trigger to get me into the space. And I kind of go in and I go, all right, do they have any, you know, strawberries in here? What's in here? Nothing in here. You know, or it's like, I just go, it just comes. It's like I get pulled in and I'm like, okay. And so it's actually a little precursor for me to, you know, it's kind of like, ready, set, go. You know, that's what it is. And I say, all right, we have anything to... And it's not like I'm planning or I'm suggesting or I'm thinking. It's like I almost go to a point of clarity. And I go, okay, what's presenting itself?
And I think when you go into that space and you feel it, there's almost not a lot of words that you can use.
Right.
And we've been accused before of opening the space and inviting people in and then closing the space. And it's like, that, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, that's, once again, given me a hell of a lot of power that I'm really not even interested in having. We talked about that. You said two people you worked with. One was, I want power. And the other one was what? I want control. I want control. Yeah. And it's like... That's the one thing I don't want over anything other than myself. Like, you know, control, or not even control is the right word, but and not power in the way, but like, I think of, you know, we're talking about reading, you know, James Allen, and it's not power, it's not control, it's about the influence, because we're all influenced. I want to be influenced by what I choose to be influenced on. And there's a, not a habit, but there's work involved in that. Mm. And the work is working on your mind, working on the words that you use and the words that you say to yourself, more importantly, because even when we're talking here, I'm talking to myself. I'm very well aware of that. And so in doing that, it's really bringing that clarity of what am I saying to myself? What are my thoughts? What are my feelings? How am I interpreting them? And then going into that space to kind of get this, like, here's the interpretation. Mm. And so when you, for me, going in that, quote, that space is not a, okay, I'm going to throw this in the space. It's more like, oh, all right. It's like walking into a production, a play is going to come in, and you kind of walk in with like an open mind.
Right.
I'm not directing the play. I'm not coordinating or choreographing. I'm just coming in and, what's the play about?
Well, it's also... You know, it's also, you know, intuitively and just clearly and generically and just however you are, just in, interpreting where you are and what kind of appears for you to express. And it's not like it's funny because I see a lot of things where people say, oh, we don't know. We don't have any ideas for podcasts. And I never, like, that's not what my contemplation is. That's not what my my conversation is. That's not what my question or query is. It's not like, do we have anything to say? We always have something to say. Yet it's only saying.
I would even go one step further. That when the mic goes off, we like, oh my God, now what do you think about it? And we go off and I'm like, damn, that's the stuff we should be recording.
Well, because sometimes we have done that. Yeah. We have recorded like after the fact and it's not required that we record 24/7 and I feel fine with whatever it is that appears that, you know, because I do listen, you know, after the fact and I do enjoy and I do share in the conversation as if I didn't have it, which is funny, as if I was there and I am here and then I am, I am there afterwards and there you go. And, you know, so much of it is funny because we were talking in a different episode about, just roles and stuff. And it just kept on making me think about like a potluck. You know, sometimes you have those things at work. I don't know if they do them now, whatever. But, you know, you would have these things. And for me, I like to cook and I like to do different things and I do things creatively. But I don't want to do it on call and on demand and all like, all right, what are you going to bring? And, you know, there would always be somebody who would bring deviled eggs and I'd be thinking, oh, that's their traditional dish. Someone else would be some. And then, you know, it's kind of the thing where, you know, potlucks become like, did you like that? I made that. Did you like, oh yeah, it was delicious. And then it's like, you know, this gets into, it's going to get into the specifics of like, you know, other people cooking things and making things and baking things and who knows what and how the procedure is.
God,
and whatever.
I'm thinking of a chocolate cake right
and
now.
And when you're talking about roles and stuff and you're talking about those kind of things, you get into intimacies and it's not like you want to bare your intimacies. It's like you just, so I always found it funny that, you know, you it's kind of you showing up and it's potluck and it's like, do you really even like anything there? And do you really even like anything? You know, some people usually say like, oh, yeah, well, I just bring the standard, you know, like you would say the napkins and silverware and plates. It's like, you don't even want to think about, and you're creating stuff for people that they really just want accolades on their stuff. And I know, some people get into potluck stuff and everything and whatever. Yet when you kind of overlay that symbolically on roles and things like that, there's so many dysfunctions in that, you know, who even wants to go into that kind of situation? And it, again, it brings up, you know, I keep on saying issues, you know, who wants to even, am I sufficiently equipped to deal with these issues? And especially, you know, with holidays coming up and stuff, that's usually, you know, what the traditional mindset is. You know, I got to deal with all these familial issues. Ugh. It's like, is that really life? That's really life? That's really you experiencing and having your own expression of life? And well, granted, some people get into the drama.
Well, it's a lot of it is, like you said, legacy. You know, you see your family and you know what they've experienced. And am I supposed to carry this forward, you know? Because that's what my job is to make sure that my family's legacy gets carried forward. And that is all of a sudden imprinting upon you a role. And, you know, and I'm not sitting here. And again, I'm not making a comment as to if it's right or it's wrong. It's simply an observation.
Right.
To be taken into consideration. You can be like, yes, this is my family's legacy and I'm strong and I feel, and that's more power to you. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But if I this is what we did in the book Energetic Invocations, is we didn't say anything was right or wrong, good or bad. We simply said, have you considered this? Have you considered that? And we said at one point, these all integrate, because I'm using the word you said earlier, you didn't, into your belief system. And if you're not happy and I'm using that term because we joke about that term. If you're not happy, then you need to look at your belief system and how do you access it? Because that would be the first thing. That was the first thing we did. Mm. How do I get to what my beliefs are? Because there's so many that are so ingrained that you don't even know it's your belief. Mm. You automatically just have a certain response to something. And it's like, well, what is that?
And you learned it based on whatever dysfunction you were around.
And so, like the book, we talk about in energetic invocations, and we're talking about now, is here's something to contemplate. You may turn around and say, yeah, that's my, and we said it in the book too. You can sit there some and say, yes, that's my belief, and I like that belief. Mm. Or this one, I couldn't really care less about, and the other one, I don't like that belief. That has never served me. My anger, my insignificance, my worthy issues, all that stems from this belief. And that's an individual. Every individual has the right and the ability to look at all of their beliefs and decide which one they want to keep and which ones they don't. And which ones a certain person keeps or doesn't is not my opinion. Mm-hmm. I would simply say, this is something to contemplate. And if it's enhancing your life, by all means. I mean, we joke about being Italian.
Yeah.
And there's parts of the Italian heritage that is who I am. And I love that. And I'm not. Then there's a whole bunch of it that I'm like, oh, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But I have that awareness. And that's my choice. And that doesn't mean my choice is whatever. I'm not telling anyone what choices to make. We're simply in the podcast and in the book. Have you thought about this? Did you think about this? And I think that's what everybody else does, is they're saying, is this a good belief or not belief? That's your choice. Right. You have to make that decision. No one else can make it for you. But I'll be damned if I'm going to have a belief that I didn't choose. That is like, wait a minute, it was given, and like, how did that slip by me? How did I not know that this is what I was operating from?
And only when you're aware do you realize that. So when you're aware of the beliefs, and you know, the way we just, you know, look at the energy of everything and situations and interactions and talk about the energy and share, you know, our, you know, realizations about the energy, and you know, it's intriguing because it's also useful. And you know, where you go into beliefs, I mean, it's funny because, you know, beliefs doesn't keep you in the totality of this being just an incarnation, and you're an expansive infinite being.
Well, and I think that the beliefs also hide or mask what we were talking about before when we said that we wanted to, the person looked like they're going to hit my car. Mm-hmm. Okay. It masks what it is that I do.
Mm.
Because if you can't clear your beliefs, you really can't get to what it is I do.
Mm.
And, you know, if you listen to the previous podcast, I recognized something about myself, and, you know, it was shared on air, and I don't think Julie's going to edit it out. Uh-huh. I don't really care.
Uh-huh.
But that who would have ever told me that I used to think that I was like a perfectionist. And I didn't like it. Well, I didn't say that in a good way, because people used to make it. And I was like, I don't like it, because it's almost like gives me that ADHD. And did you? And it's like, what? And I realized that, no, I'm not a perfectionist. No, I'm not any of that. What it is I love to be fully immersed in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so when I do it, that's where you would think the perfectionism comes in, because I do everything. Mm. I access all parts of it.
Yeah.
And so if I go into a belief system of, oh, well, you're a perfectionist, and perfectionist is this, and blah, 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 I'm going to miss what it is, who I am, and what it is I do, because it's been masked.
Yeah, again, you have to play a role of being a perfectionist or whatever it is that,
equates
to. And again, you got a definition and then a fulfillment and then blah, blah, blah. And it's not fulfilling to you. And again, you've been distracted into a belief and into a, you know, finite existence of something that is that really who you are and what it is you do and the complete essence of you.
So the reason that I think that's important is that because we it's so funny because when we did energetic invocations, we had someone reach out to us and ask us, well, now what? And I was like, great question. Now what? Because we were doing it live almost. Mm. Like we were doing it as we were going through it. It's not like, oh, we went through that 10 years ago and here we are 10 years later. This is what we're doing.
Right.
It was like we finished it and someone was like, you know, where do I go now that I've cleared everything? And we were kind of like, we're doing this, talked about the podcast stuff that you get for free or you could do a journal, blah, blah, blah. And it's funny because now I understand, and this is again right here, right now, I understand why that work is so huge. Because until you clear away all the masks that you've put on, can you see your face? Like when you have 10 million masks on, you can't see your face. Mm. And if you like, okay, well, how do I want to do my makeup? Who am I? You got to take off all the masks and see, who are you? Mm. Am I a woman or am I a man? What's my teeth like? You don't even know anything about yourself until you clear that away. Once it's cleared, a lot of things become a lot more transparent. Mm. And you could see it. I didn't realize that until just now.
And it's funny you say that because it makes me think of those celebrity rags they have. And there's, oh, look at so-and-so without makeup. And, you know, they become, you know, it's like the shock factor of it. Oh, my God, I would never want to be caught outside without my, you know, my hair and makeup done. And it becomes the shock factor of all that. And it's like that's like your genuineness is not accepted. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, the worst thing is when you do it to yourself.
Exactly. I mean,
people can do it. If someone's doing it to you, well, that's a reflection of themselves.
Right.
We know that.
Yep.
So if you're doing it to yourself, you need to revisit that. Mm. And this isn't a love yourself. I'm good. I love myself. this is not that. It's an authentic way of being. It's out of judgment. It pulls out of judgment, and it's just almost like, who are you? Mm. Who are you? What do you like doing? To me, that was what I always found interesting, meeting people. Like, who are you? Like, and, you know, not, well, I'm a married person. I've got 2.5 kids, a dog, and a house with a picket fence. Like, blah. And that's who are you? What do you like to do? I like writing. I like art. I love singing.
Yeah.
I like planting things. I love creating, inventing, whatever it is. That, to me, is what's exciting. That's what makes an interesting conversation and an interesting, you know, just person to be around.
And, you know, that's what I love about the first part, part one of energetic invocations, is the very first section. It's not, who am I? Like you're questioning, you're asking somebody else, who am I? Do you know who I am? Who am I? Mm. It's who I am. Mm. And it was purposely, it came out that way, who I am. And it's funny, it's not a question at all. It's a statement.
Mm. Who asked that? Mm. I mean, that was you, because I was like, well, what are you saying? Who I am? What?
I'm telling you who I am. What?
Who I am. Wait a minute. Who am I? And I think, you know, like many things, I screw up the names on, like patients. And you were the one. You were adamant about that.
Mm.
Who I am. I was like, all right, whatever. That's what she wants. Okay. And so, you know, but that's so funny is that, you know, until you clear who you've been told you are and who your beliefs, what your beliefs are and what you're going to do and your role in this world, it's like, you know, we let all that go. And then you start really looking at who you are and what you enjoy and what you like doing. And we talked in an earlier podcast about, you know, even school, the first place that you go as a child, and you're told, you got to do this, you got to be good at this, you got to be good at, oh my God, it's not about what do you enjoy? It's about, oh my God, what am I not doing good? I better do better. I do better. And we lose it. And then we all wonder why we're all on, you know, medication for antidepressants and you know, ADHD, and we're, you know, hyperactive. And
then you get into the, you know, the comparing.
Right.
And all that. And you just, and guess what? You got a lifelong ticket into the duality park. Mm. You know, there you go. So you're in duality. Oops. And you know, there's nothing else but duality, you
and
know.
That's where everyone thrives, because duality is where the emotions are hit. Duality is where your fear is hit. It's in duality where all those temptation cards are hit upon and tagged and you know.
And completely taken out of yourself. And you know, we discuss extensively in the Kabbalion about that. And you know, the trick is, okay, here you go, here are all, you know, 3/4 of the book, the principles,
right?
You can take those out and you can use them out there in duality, you know. And then the whole tiny beginning part is about the all, which is what we all are,
right? Well, that's the recognition of you as a part of the all.
Mm.
And but yet defining yourself as to what you want to be. I mean, we're again, Julie and I are in a park, and we're looking at these trees, this grass, there's water, and all of it is coexisting,
right?
Communicating,
right?
And being what it is. It's the tree's not, we, you know, not to sound like a broken record, the tree's not trying to be the grass. The grass isn't trying to be the water. Blah blah blah. It's being who it is, and in that, perfectly coexists.
And you know, the funny thing too is that, you know, we started this to go for full circle about, you know, what do I have anything to say, what is this podcast, and how we're conscientious and everything, and the space of just simply asking that like ridiculous question is pulling myself out of duality, you know, if I was still sitting in it. And just going into, you know, just the blandness, which is really not, because sometimes things are that are so bland are delicious. You know, like just raw vegetables with no butters. Oh, that's so bland. Oh, my God. No, sometimes they're just delicious. That's the vegetable. The blandness is, you know, encompasses the whole entirety of, you know, the element of you going into you and exploring and sharing that, versus, okay, let's, you know, like we said before, talk about, you know, black and white, or, you know, divisions, mm-hmm. or different aspects, mm-hmm. and opinions and blah, 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 and comparisons and blah. No.
So I would just tend to think, and I know this is, Julie was like, do we turn it off? Do we turn it off? Because there's no
one down here. I wasn't sure if we were breathing. No, I was breathing there. Whoa.
You know, I, and unfortunately, I think that's where we, you know, like, oh, turn it off and then start it up again. And it's in the pauses sometimes where it's the most depth comes from it, is in the pauses. That's why I'm like, I hate to, like, let's eliminate the pauses. Because I think the pauses is, you know, even the listener has a moment to, like, take it in. Because what we're saying is really deep. And, you know, you can listen to this once and you go somewhere. And then you listen to it a second time and you go somewhere else. And you're going to go even a third time and go somewhere even different from the first two times.
Mm.
And it's not, the truth is, it's not because, oh, we're so wonderful, we're so great. It's because we do it ourselves. We you know, we go back and read what we wrote. And it's like, did we write that? What do we mean? Because what I understand, did we know that we were saying this at that time?
Mm.
And I don't know, maybe writers do that and they say, wow, who knew that this is really where we were going with it?
Well, that's the beauty of writing, yeah. And it was great what you just said, because the space of presence is, you know, often expressed in that pause between the inhale and the exhale. And most of us just, you know, first of all, you take for granted that you actually breathe and that you're inhaling and exhaling, or you wouldn't be breathing, and that there's a pause in between there.
So it's funny, when I go into the space of, I can't explain it. It's like I see something and like everything goes fuzzy. Not to sound like, oh, it's a, you know, it's almost like I look ahead and all I see is, it's almost like just, it's like hyper-focusing and everything else to the peripheral goes like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about that, which I've recognized, is that the distractions are obliterated. The distractions are just boom, they're
gone.
Isn't
that interesting? That's duality disappears. And you, my friend, go right into the rim of the circle. You're not in the yin, you're not in the yang, you're in the rim of the circle all around, and in the yin and the yang.
And all I can say is, if I can do that with my background and my craziness, then there's not a person alive who cannot do that. And my life, for what it's worth, my life has changed in doing that, because it's like I know something. And what I know is me, and is the all, is everything, and everything changes. Completely changes. And what's funny is everything changes, and then even the specifics align with what I want.
Thank you for subscribing and listening to this production from EI Alliance. Check out our Amazon Authors pages and Google Play Books for our books and ebooks, and our fan link for podcasts available everywhere. Find music from the Free Rock Trio and New Threads everywhere too.